The Shepherd Study, helping pastors discover literature to broaden their ministries. This week, we take a look at Glorious Ruin, How Suffering Sets You Free, by Tulian Chavijan. Our reviewer this week is Pastor Thomas Meisner. Tulian Chavijan is a senior pastor at Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He has also served as a visiting professor at Reformed Theological Seminary. Many people know of him simply because he is the grandson of Billy and Ruth Graham. Others may know him because he is the author of the book Jesus Plus Nothing Equals Everything, and still others may know him because he is a contributing editor of Leadership Journal. Chavijan wants his readers to know Christ, who suffered for us, the who amid our suffering. In the introduction, he notes that the sincere hope of this short book is to explore how the reality of human suffering, in all its forms, might relate to the truth of God's liberating grace in a way that is both honest and comforting. He wants us to see our suffering in the light of the cross. This book started out as a series of sermons preached through the book of Job in 2010. Now summarized, reshaped, and refashioned into a book, Chavijan begins this new telling with what might seem like an obvious truth. Suffering is a real thing. There are plenty of ways by which we try to avoid suffering and even deny its presence. But as R.E.M. sang, everybody hurts. One would think that an honest appraisal of life would lead a person to see, along with a hymn writer, that the world is very evil. But more difficult than that, it seems, is for us to be honest with ourselves when suffering comes into our lives. We must be honest about the presence of sin in the world. We need to be honest with ourselves about the sinful nature we drag with us and battle against every day. And we must be honest about the reasons God allows and even brings suffering into our lives, and reasons he does not. Suffering does not come to us because God is weak or vindictive, or because we have hidden sins that we need to rectify on our own, as Job's friends mistakenly thought. That kind of honesty and understanding does not come naturally. We live amid devastating brokenness, and the cure for this is nothing less than Jesus dying on the cross for sinners like you and me. There's nothing like suffering to show us that we need something bigger than our abilities and our strength and our explanations. There's nothing like suffering to remind us how not in control we actually are, how little power we ultimately have, and how much we ultimately need God. In 8 chapters, Chavijan shines the law of God onto the idols we fashion and hold so dear, and then preaches the gospel to faint hearts, and like a good preacher, he applies the word of God to himself before preaching it to others. Along with a vast majority of professing Christians, I had reduced the gospel to what non-Christians must believe in order to be saved before moving into the deeper waters of sanctification. But suffering taught me that the only deeper waters are those of our own need, and none of us ever grow to a place where we no longer require the 200-proof version of God's mercy and forgiveness. Again and again, Chavijan deftly reveals the foolishness of our continual attempts, intentional or unintentional, though well-meaning, to minimize, compartmentalize, or moralize our suffering and thus keep it at arm's length. Even recasting our suffering in triumphant terms will not save us, because suffering is not about self-improvement leading to the victorious life. Christianity is not about good people getting better. We come to God on our knees and with heavy hearts, but we find to our surprise, grace is always a surprise, that we are not met with advice or platitudes about growth, but with absolution and mercy, 100%. With renewed faith in the grace of God found in the crucified Christ, we might even find ourselves moving out into the world with a bit more freedom from the ever-shifting laws we place ourselves under, indeed, with a bit more freedom from ourselves. This book could be used in ministry work in a number of ways. Among the first uses that pastors may find is personal resonance with some of Chavijan's struggles and experiences in the ministry. For example, anyone who has spent much time in churches knows that they are not immune from internal conflict. In fact, it sometimes seems like they are prone to it. God used the crucible of suffering to disillusion me about who I was. The pain cleared my vision, and once it was taken away, I realized just how much I had been relying on the endorsement of others to make me feel like I mattered. I was spending way too much time thinking about me and what I needed to do, and far too little time thinking about Jesus and what he had already done for me. Because of Jesus' finished work for me, I already had the justification, approval, acceptance, security, freedom, affection, cleansing, new beginning, righteousness, and rescue I longed for. Indeed, it is not just pastors who will find resonance with Chavijan's words, but laymen too, because sin infects us all and affects us all of our homes and workplaces and relationships. Thankfully, the counterintuitive message of the cross is a message of immense hope and comfort to those who are perishing. The message of the cross, crucified for sinners, resounds in this book. Another fruitful use this book can play for any person is in helping us to re-examine the words we speak to those who are hurting. Even well-intentioned words can place burdens on the shoulders of those who are suffering. As we speak with them, we can be honest about the hardness of life in this fallen world. We can and should sit with them in the dust. And then we are equipped to then lovingly free them from the prison of why, by pointing them to Jesus. Christ is the rock, who is higher than we? He has been sent to proclaim freedom for the prisoners. Luke 4:18. We may not ever fully understand why God allows the suffering that devastates our lives. We may not find the right answers to how we'll dig ourselves out. There may not be any silver lining, especially not in the way we would like. But we don't need answers as much as we need God's presence in and through the suffering itself. Our friends and family members suffer from unemployment, from divorce, from a death in the family. They suffer in so many ways, as do we ourselves. And this book calls the church to preach the gospel. As the overall tone of the book is conversational, it is a fast read. If a congregation has a group that regularly reads and discusses books, this would be a good one for them to tackle. Lifeway Christian Resources even published a 6-session Bible study, print and video, based on Chavijan's book. This book is pastoral at heart and is worth your time.